Hare Krishna. We welcome you to the readings on Krishna's pastime. Here comes what I consider perhaps one of those pastimes that are most important for the practicing sadhaka in this world. It's Krishna, when he returns, when he comes back to give his blessings, auspicious presents to the devotees. So there is in Braj, there are many helpers in the Braj Leela. One is the cool breeze that came from the east. Srimati Radhika said about this breeze, "Oh Lalita, I'm so very fortunate that the merciful eastern wind, which carries the sweat drops of your, Lalita, your beloved lotus feet, this eastern wind is reviving me." So it carries something of Krishna, no? When we see in our bhajan that something of Krishna comes, then we are revived. We are awoken from the suffering condition of material existence. "O Sakhi," says Srimati Radharani, "Brajendra Nandan, the ocean of prema, is remembering my miserable condition of separation, and he is quickly approaching me, keeping the cows in front. How can Syam move swiftly when his gait is naturally slow like that of a lusty bull? How can Krishna come near while he is still on a distant footpath? O Sakhi, but I'm seeing the dust from the cows. When I saw the dust from the cows, that gave me the hope of living. But now Krishna is delayed and my life is about to depart." So we can see Srimati Radharani gets very impatient. She says, smelled Krishna's fragrance, and she tells herself that this Krishna is coming to relieve her from the misery. But then at the same time, she thinks it's so, Krishna is so full of emotions that he cannot walk fast enough. He's slow like a bull which is full of lust. So how can Krishna come nearby? I'm thinking he will not come. So Lalita then spoke to Radharani. "Oh Radha, why are you lamenting? Krishna has almost arrived. Syama wears spotless tilak." And she describes how Krishna looks. You know, so I'm already seeing he has restless curly locks hanging over his forehead, and these locks I can see are surrounded by humming bees. The fragrance of his tulasi garland pervades all directions, and Krishna's crimson turban is slightly tilted to one side and topped with a peacock feather. So we can see Madhava will be here in a few moments to relieve all your distress. In the Bhagavatam there's this verse that the devotee thinks of Krishna like a housewife whose husband was for a long time absent and who now will be able, when the husband returns, to satisfy him in all respects. So Srimati Radharani will also be in a few moments able to meet Krishna, and that will relieve all distress. This is very important to note. The distress of a devotee is when he somehow cannot serve Krishna. It is said there is bhoga sukha, or the happiness which comes from sense enjoyment, but then there's seva sukha, the happiness which comes from devotional service, and that is so much higher. And when someone has only tasted a little of that, he will feel, or she will feel, distressed up and until the moment when he can again engage in service. The moon-faced gopis, who have beautiful white teeth, heard Madhava's enchanting flute and became overcome by feeling. Their voices faltered and their clothes loosened. Released from their sorrow of being separated from Krishna, they ran out of their homes. Imagine, it's like streams of beautiful gopis running out of the house. The brighter gopis were inundated with obstacles arising from their confusion. So they ran out of the house, but they are bewildered by love. That's an obstacle, and you will soon see what they do in their bewilderment. It is amazing. They disregarded everything and rushed to where the cows, mooing, mixed with the vibration of what, when Krishna returns. What is that? The mooing of the cows? What sounds are there? Krishna's flute, and also the tinkling of the anchor bells, because Krishna dances. Some gopis fixed their ornaments in the wrong places on their bodies. Others forgot to tie their belts and hair. Wow! Some sakis stayed inside their homes, stunned and motionless like statues. A few gopis also fainted and fell on the ground. The faces of a few sakis who had fainted were washed with tears and saliva dripping from their mouths. Their friends picked up their bodies and dragged them along while shouting, "Saki, Saki, don't faint. Come take darshan of the Lord of our lives, Sri Krishna." Very nice. So some sakis can't really move forward. They faint, but the others are kind. They carry them. Just imagine. I can't imagine if they carry them over the shoulder, or maybe two at each foot and two at each hand, but somehow they carry them. Radhika said, "Oh, now, I see Nanda is coming. I hear the mooing of the cows. They sound so content. And I hear the pleasing sound of Shyama's flute, which attracts all the damsels of Braja. The unique notes of Krishna's flute, arranged in sweet ragas and modulations, cannot be found anywhere in the universe." It is said that Krishna's flute sound goes beyond the 66 gamanas. There are 22 low gamanas, that is low sounds, low notes. It's interesting, the Indian music is much richer than the Bach and Beethoven music. Then there are 22 gamanas or sounds in the middle range, and 22 is in the higher range. Now, let us say someone knows how to sing 66 gamanas. If he would try the 67th, he would sound like we sound during the Tulsiatic, you know, where we sing too high for us, especially for Nikunja, it's too high and then the voice breaks. So, but Krishna, my dear devotees, his music is very much beyond all the 66 gamanas, which only the best singers can sing. One Sakhi said, Radha, Syama's enchanting flute song is pulling all the girls of Braja from their homes and stimulating love in their hearts. Let us deceive our superiors by telling them we are going to pick flowers. It's already in the evening, and the superiors were saying, Are you picking flowers in the evening? Yeah, tomorrow is a special festival day and we want to decorate the altars very early with flowers. Okay, Tike. So then the Sakis can get permission to go. Radha's patience disappeared before her excitement to see Krishna, rather than hurried downstairs with her Sakis. This could be, this word downstairs could refer to what we all did yesterday. Remember when we were finished with our very nice darshan in Vashana, we also hurried downstairs because the palace is upstairs, it's very high. It always was like this. It was on the top of a mountain. Radha always stayed high. Even in Yavat, she's on the top of a hill, staying in a little palace, because Radha is the most protected personality in Braj. Everyone is very, very concerned about her safety. So she saw from up there Krishna coming, but then she ran downstairs. We will end here. Srimati Radharani ki jai. Krishna's coming home, or coming back. Ki jai. Shri Radha Kanhaiya Lal ki jai.